I want to bring you to some places. I'm going to pray in a moment. It's all about living that long life and living youthfully and living healthy. But I'm going to go back to dealing with the soul again. Because, well, I'll give you some statistics in a few moments. Father, we thank you for everlasting life and ever-increasing wisdom. We thank you for every moment we have spent with you and how you have enlightened us and helped us to live life better. Precious Holy Spirit, you the teacher, we yield to you that you may instruct us and instruct those who are listening around the world how to handle matters in their lives. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. You may be seated. I was asking my secretary, I knew sometime in the past I had studied thoroughly about the heart. When the Bible mentioned the heart, we recognize he's not talking about the physical pump that pumps our blood. And so over 800 times in the scripture, the heart is mentioned, but it's talking about the seat of thought and emotion. And that is where our text come in knowing how to manifest. I'll give you three or four words. Meditation, mind, mouth, and manifestation. I may get to them to be able to deal with them in this section. If you notice in Psalm 19, verse 14, the last verse in Psalm 19, it's a very powerful verse. Over the years I've watched it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We have to have a clear understanding of what part our soul or what role our soul play in communication with God and manifestation in life. Now we think about, are you teachable tonight?
Yes, sir.
When we think about Ephesians 1:3, it tells us everything already is settled in our spirit. We got the thing. We're a new creature. You know, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So it's already ours. Now, I want you to remember, and not much a whole lot of teaching be done about this, the soul is a transfer switch. Now, if that switch is jammed, or if that switch is not understood, there are going to be very little manifestation. Okay? Because you can call it the outer mind and the inner mind, the conscious and the soul. The conscious is the outward thinking, but the soul is the field where the fertilizer is to receive from your spirit and bring to your body or bring to your life or bring to the situation or bring to the circumstance. That's why Jesus said, what it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. We just talked about, we thought he was talking about just going to hell. But it says through patience, you possess your soul. You're going to see a wonderful thing in the scripture tonight that's going to be so powerful. It's going to take you to another dimension to understand why we're missing out on some things. Yes, is because we don't know how to train or to permit our soul to work with our spirit to bring the manifestation. I told them in school last night, I was teaching my class last night, and I taught them enough for one semester last night. But I was talking to them about how there's so much we don't know and so much we need to know. And we have to always think on a supernatural plane. Always, the Lord is a supernatural God. So there's nothing normal or natural about God. Yes. So that means that any time and any moment, anything can happen. Yes, sir. That is good. Yes, sir. As well as bad. Yes, sir. But when you know how to function in the realm of God, you can do better things. Now, so you saw that voice, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All right, now look at Proverbs 23:7 for a moment. I just want to test these three or four scriptures that I think they will. For as a man thinketh in his heart. Now that word heart, that means soul. Yes, sir. For as a man thinketh in his soul, so is he. Other words, the spirit already has it, and if the soul come in alignment, it's yours. So for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, notice Matthew 12:34. O generation of viper, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So out of the abundance of the inner soul, the soul should be able to contact what the spirit is saying and speak it. Yes, sir. All right. Then in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Look what it says. You see, the soul is the issuer, if you will see. It issues things that a revelation bring to you. But your soul got to bring it into manifestation. See, your spirit already has it. We're so busy trying to train our spirit and our soul. The enemy is using our soul to work against us. In Luke 21:19, in your patience possess your soul. Matthew 16:26, what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? So I want you to turn back with me for a moment. I'm coming back to the 19th Psalm and give you about 12 points out of there that you'll know how to function. You'll know how to have supernatural health, supernatural youth, supernatural longevity. Yes, sir. Hello, that's okay with you? Yes, supernatural. You can stay youthfully. Yes, supernaturally. Supernatural. You can stay healthy. Supernaturally. Yes, sir. And you can live a long life. Supernaturally. Yes, now, that's God's divine plan, but religion has robbed us of that revelation. Yes, sir. And each individual has to pick up on it themselves. Other people can pray for you, but this is something you got to know. Yes, so let's turn back, I think, to establish a fact here, three scriptures, that really establish the fact of the profound worth of the soul in spiritual things. Yes, we'll go back to Psalm 139. We'll look at that one verse. What you meditate, what you think, what you say calls manifestation. Yes, sir. All right? It has to be an answer for all this praying and all this church we have. Yes, and still not, we're blessed. Yes, sir. But we're not blessed as we should be blessed. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about life itself. There should be more. And when you follow what I'm saying? How many follow what I'm saying? All right, so this thing had to be taught out. We got to catch a hold of this thing and understand how to make it happen. How you like that? How to make it happen. All right. So this verse says a whole lot. I read the whole psalm today, reading it up and down to catch the whole plot, so you do it too. But that 14th verse, which we've been pondering on the last month or so, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. All right, that's wonderful, isn't it? But here it tells me I'm not going to understand it if I don't understand my soul. You see what I'm saying? You see where the trick is? See, he says, even though he says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And you read there, you talk about how we design, talk about his substance. But then he says at the end of his verse, and that my soul knows right well. Do it. See, do it. And my soul know it. So it seems that there's a need for the unfolding of the soul or the training of the soul, that the soul can cooperate with the spirit and make it happen. Remember I said the soul is a transfer switch. Your thinking got something to do with this. A whole lot. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, you cannot forget, and that my soul knows right well. Suppose my soul don't know right well. You follow it? All right, now, go back to 3 John 2. Go back to 3 John. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Now look what he says now. So my soul don't know, my soul can't prosper. See, so maybe you write in your note, I must know the value of my soul and what part it plays in my life now. And as I say, the word heart is used 800 times, but mostly I think you could exchange it to be your soul every time. So the importance of understanding the value of your soul is not just trying to get to heaven, it has to cooperate with your spirit to manifest what God want to get in your life. If you're thinking messed up, you're not going to get it. If your consciousness messed up, you're not going to get it. If your imagination messed up, you're not going to get it. Okay? Because of a lack of understanding the part that the soul play, many Christians are unconscious. Like somebody knock you out physically, you're unconscious. Well, a lot of Christians are unconscious of the spiritual value of their soul. Okay, and we got to come to grip with it. And I'll show you tonight. Now you see 3 John, even as thy soul prosper. I mean, what are you saying now? If my soul don't prosper, I ain't gonna be healthy. Yes. If my soul don't prosper, I'm not going to prosper financially? Yes. See, because it's already mine. But the soul, why did God give us a soul and a spirit? Just give us one thing and let it go and work out. Well, the way it is, this world system is on lease to Satan. And he's the god of this world. So God had to set a way for you to be able to overcome that by faith. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See? So your faith, you say faith is of the heart, but your faith works. Your soul got to connect with your faith too. Your thinking got to connect with your faith, because if you're going to think wrong, you're going to say wrong, and you'll be working against yourself, all right? Now, let's look at something else before I bring some more things to you tonight. You remember the Lord said in Psalm 23:3, he talks about restoring the soul. He's talking about prosperous situation, but he says, he restores my soul. Then he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So it seems like if my soul is not restored, I can't be led.
Right.
We've read that verse many times, haven't we? Are you listening? Your soul consists of your mind, your emotion, your feeling, but it can become a divine partner. If you renew it, let it be renewed and feed it right. All right. But the other verse I need to look at. Go back to Psalm 103. I'm just proving the case here now. Psalm 103. Because what I'm about to show you need to be up to par here. Now notice the psalm. Keep talking about the soul here. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, that is again, and forget not all of his benefits. So here the psalmist is using his soul to bless his name, and he talks about the within, and all that is within me. See, your soul is within you. See, what happened within going to happen without. All right? And a lot of times people try to get a whole lot of without things to happen. It's not going to happen unless it happened within.
Yes,
all right? Who forgiveth all that? Now he give us these lists of things, but notice he blessing the Lord with his soul because of these things. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy disease, number two, number three, who redeemeth the life, the soul doing that, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, that's on his mind, who sat is on his conscience, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. But it's coming through. See, the body makes no decision. Your body takes orders.
Yes, sir.
That's why y'all get old and die ahead of time, because you're listening to your body. You have to tell your body what to do and where you're going and how long you're going to be here. You got to deal with it from your thinking, because you in charge. Your body not in charge. Okay. All right. Now, that was something else about the soul before I go. Psalm 145. I'm repeating some things, but that's okay. That's what all these teachers in here know. You got to have that class over and over again. That child act like you never said it. What the teacher said? That child act like you never taught that. Say, when you said that, Miss Bertha, I said it 45 times. You sitting right there, looking right at me. I don't remember that. See, he's on the test, you know. I don't remember that. When you put this on, I ain't never heard that. They lying, they heard it. maybe it's not the right psalm. I'm looking for a psalm. Remember the psalm I read about the persecuting? Wasn't it 145? What psalm it was about the persecuted the soul? What psalm that was? Go back and note. Huh? 143. All right, go back there with me. 143. Look at verse 3. For the enemy hath put... Why would the enemy want mess with my soul? Because he can't mess with my spirit. So he hath persecuted my soul. And since he has persecuted my soul, now he takes authority. He has spitten my life down to the ground. He came through my soul. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Now notice verse 4. I don't think we caught this. I caught it. The Lord showed it to me. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. Why? Because my spirit can't take the transfer. And so therefore, I can't get the manifestation because my soul is stupid. My soul is ignorant. My soul is stubborn. I haven't trained my soul. So the manifestation, even though my spirit knocked on the door with it, my soul is the transfer switch and it won't transfer it. So therefore, I'm in darkness. He says, therefore is my spirit all wind within me, my heart within me, my soul within me is ruined. That's what they mean, ruined. I just can't get this thing to work. And it's something he wanted to keep, the enemy want to keep from us. Once we find it out, a lot of backup transfers that's supposed to be in your life going to be delivered. Are you listening? All you got to do is read the Bible. Just follow me. Listen, follow me. Verse 6. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. All right. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Salah. See, most of us dealing with thirsty soul.
Yes, sir.
All right. Notice verse 7. Now, this is impossible without an explanation. Verse 7, this is impossible. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Especially in the New Testament. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit, like to go down to hell, or go to, you know, laws. Now, I admit that's the Old Testament, but yet, in the New Testament, we 2 Corinthians 5:17. We're a new creature. We, 2 Peter chapter 1 said we are partakers of his divine nature. So we have the very nature of God. So why do we have so many hang-ups in our life even though we are doing the right thing? See? You see? You got that transfer switch is your soul. And so we got to understand, out of the abundance of the soul, the mouth speaketh. As a man thinketh in his soul, so is he. All right, now, let me show you two or three more in here, then I'm going to show you a powerful one. I had them all marked one. He says in the 8th verse, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. You got something else in your Bible? You got spirit in your Bible? I lift up my soul unto thee. All right? And then he says this in the I remember reading the 10th verse, he said, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good. See? So God always good. So where is other stuff coming from? It's not coming from God, so it's coming from a lack of understanding how to cooperate and receive from what God has already done for us in that transfer switch. You're thinking. Your consciousness. Your conviction. All right, now watch. He says this, which bear repeating. Verse 11. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. Bring my soul out of trouble. That's what he said. Bring my soul out. My soul in trouble. My spirit, God, and your spirit are not in trouble. It is my soul in trouble because I can't flip the switch. I can't get this thing transferred like I should. All the faith you have, you should have flew here without a car. All the words you got in you, you understand what I'm saying? This will make a difference if you listen to me. Your spirit is in a jam because your soul is not unfolded.
Wow.
It does not understand. You don't understand the role of your soul.
Yes, sir.
And the church, we've done a poor job of it. Verse 12, and then I'll show you what the Lord will show you, 16, 6, 7 things or more. Verse 12 says, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
Amen.
Destroy all them that afflict my soul. So most Christians are suffering from soul affliction. We got to get rid of this disease before we get rid of the mother disease. Disease of sickness, disease of lack, limitation, all those are diseases. We got to get rid of them. And so we know back, come, stick with me, class. We know back in Ephesians 1:3, it said, God have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He has done it already. It's a done deal. Right? So why we don't have them? Why we just look at the Bible and say, this is mine.
Right.
Now what we did is, you listening? We give accreditation to the enemy holding it back. He can't. He can't. The devil has been our excuse. Because he's no match for you when you're fully in operation.
Right, right. Yes,
so what I'm sharing with you, what the Lord is sharing with us, there's a missing potential here we're not using. If we understand it properly, and what I'm about to show you now, I got over 30 minutes to show it to you. If you understand properly, when I saw this, I said, my God. I read, go back to Psalm 19. And it says in the 14th verse, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. And we know out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, right? Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So the meditation of my heart could be the meditation of my soul. All right. My spirit ready. Because I'm a new creature. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. But how do I get manifestation in my body and in my life affair, in my family, in whatever I need to get it in? Are you following me? I got the word.
Yes.
I can quote some scripture to you right now. You want to hear? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But yet you're weak. So it's the trickery of the enemy to not let us know our total man potential. See, the body is a follower. See, now, with that thought, look, and then you read the first 6 verses, but look at verse 7. We're going to go through 1 or 3, 3 or 4, 5, 6 things. The law of the Lord is perfect.
Yes, sir.
Look what it does. Converting the soul. We've talked about restoring the soul. Here, the psalmist bring it, and he used the law of the Lord. The Bible says, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Well, in that process, the law of the Lord, Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes,
the law of the Lord is perfect, it's complete. Why would he want to convert the soul? Converting the soul. Because the soul need constant conversion.
Yes, sir.
When you meditate in the scripture and that scripture hits you like a whirlwind, that's converting your soul. Your spirit already was standing up, ready to go. So the law of the Lord is perfect. Let me turn that. man. This is something. Something like that. Let me turn down. I'm already there. It says, look at Psalm. I might miss it, but look at Psalm 119 for a minute. Psalm 119. Verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. See, now, that's something else I want you to see here. This psalm, this 119 psalm is something. Look at the 33rd verse in the 119th Psalm. And it talks about, the psalm is talking about a love for God's law. The whole psalm is talking about loving God's law. It says in the 33rd verse, teach me, O Lord, thy way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandment, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimony, and not to be covetous. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in the waste. Establish thy word in unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgment are good. Behold, I long after thy precept. Quicken me in thy righteousness. If you read that psalm, you got a lot of a love for the law of God. So, but he says, let's see what he says. The law of God, go back to that verse, is perfect, converting the soul. Look at the next thing he says. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So now I got a converted soul, and now I'm made wise. I submit to you, you're already wise in your spirit. Because the spirit is the very nature of God. So it's a soul and body thing we have to deal with in order to come out on top. See, are you following me? Ain't gonna be no ooh, nothing tonight. I'm just gonna go ahead and teach you this thing. Ain't gonna be none of that. The testimony of the Lord is sure. That's God's word again. You know, God do have a testimony. Oh my God, you ever heard anybody who have a testimony? If God start telling his testimony, all of us will fall out tonight. I mean, his testimony is so grand. That's why he said he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. Making wise the simple. Thank God for that. Thank God for that, because I recognize. I recognize how smart and simple you, how smart you think you are, and how simple you are, all of us, when it comes in this area. See, you go back to 1 Corinthians 1, he said he chose the foolish thing in the world to confine the wise. But the testimony of the Lord is sure. The law of the Lord is perfect. Sure of what? Perfect of what? It manifests every time if a person know how to work with it. See. Then it says, the verse 8, The statue of the Lord are right. What'd he do? Rejoice in the heart. Y'all reading? Rejoice in the heart. The statue of the Lord are right. Rejoice in the heart. Rejoice in the soul. I would use another word because joy always bring a charging, recharging the soul. Then he said, the commandment of the Lord is pure. Look what it does. Enlightening the eye. Enlightening the eye. Enlightening the eyes. It's not talking about seeing on a dark road. It's talking about seeing in another realm. It's an Ephesians 1 prayer statement here. That you be enlightened. Enlighten your eyes to what move should I make at this time? Should I be still? Should I run? Should I sit down? Should I stand up? Should I call somebody and tell nobody nothing? See, you know, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is the teacher of all this. And I sense a tangible anointing here because this is so true. This is so liberating that we, as we go further and further, we're finding out things while things are not working. We didn't put everything on this thing we can put on it. I didn't put every scripture, every prayer, every confession, every affirmation, every decree, and every declaration. And the thing still says, I ain't going nowhere. Or I'm not coming. It don't show up. So this is a missing link. Now, we're going to have to stop lying on the devil. Yes, sir. Because the only acts he can commit is deception. Yes, sir. He's not powerful enough to do nothing else unless he can deceive you to think his thought and speak his word against yourself. Then the Lord have to allow it because the Lord have put enough fuel and enough energy here for you to be able to handle him. Now, here's a major problem. Can I go on the sideline a little bit? Here's a major problem. We have an Ephesians 4:11 problem. Turn there. We have an Ephesians 4:11 problem, which concurring produce an Ephesians 4:12, 13, 14 problem. Because the apostle and the prophet has not been on the scene in our churches, government has been weak and heaven has been slow. Now, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Until they get together, the church is going to flow in bad weather. And so many monsters been created in the spirit world not knowing this divine truth that God have set. Somebody got to be under somebody. And some of these guys have grown, got big churches, and they got no covering. And so they go so far in revelation, most of the time is entertainment. Either entertainment or seeker sensitive, or generalization. Make everybody happy. Have a Saturday evening service. Have a mass. Well, you know about Baptist church having a mass. My pastor would ask, you out your mind? Sunday is a Sabbath. We ain't have no church on no Saturday. Get out of my face. So because the fivefold ministry don't fully know how to play their part, and the time has come now because things have got Jesus coming back, you know. Yes. And things have got so evil, man, I look for Jesus every 15 minutes. This thing getting rough, boy. You know? I would like for my grandchildren to have a time of getting married and all that going. But boy, I tell you, this thing looks like we done turned a curve. Yeah, this thing is evil, man. And so, and then the church don't have the fear she should have, and the reverential respect, because they don't know. Can I go here? The judgment side of God. You heard me teach it in Richmond? Huh? Two people had to die for the church to get real right. Then them crooks won't join no more. Like them, go, man, I ain't gonna, let's join this church here. We ain't going on now. See, false people don't join real things. I'm not worried myself about no, if the number come, it come, but I'm just gonna teach you here. Because I'm not changing.
Right.
Not that way anyway. Right. I'll make the change the Lord didn't take, but I ain't changing to satisfy somebody to come sit here and teach some little Kool-Aid message to make them happen. That's not going to happen.
Amen.
Now, I got to teach you this because environment, atmosphere, students, you remember that night, and surroundings are important for your soul to have a place to work in. Now look at the 13th verse. Look at the 12th verse now. This is not going to happen without verse 11 in play.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not going to happen for the perfection of the saint. That's why the saint's not perfected. But it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Then it haul off and say, because the priest rejected knowledge. So it's not the people, it's the priest.
Come on, sir.
Let's take it where it belongs. Let's take the lid.
Right. Yes,
the people will follow if you show them where you're going.
Right.
See, so now the perfection of the saint, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ are all in limbo. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Look, the Lord, the Holy Ghost pulled me that way because it's something to do with your soul. Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Yeah.
And of the, we're not there.
Right.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God. We're not there. Unto a perfect man. We're not there. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Go to the next verse. That we henceforth be no more whores and homosexuals and liars and thieves and gamblers and drinkers and adulterers and bastards and all that kind of stuff. Won't be that no more. That we henceforth, come on, I'm telling the truth. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about will ever win a doctrine. This come up with this new stuff. What new stuff? By the sleight of men. We need discernment. We need to be able to perceive. Whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Go to the next verse and then I'll go back to my lesson. But speaking the truth in love. Oh, Lord, we need the truth in love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. All those verses there are invalidated mostly because of verse 11. Just like the flood we just come out of. You know, everybody said, you know, man, we be together and... the Lord took care of. The Lord might have permitted that. I really believe he permitted it. See, the Lord permits some things. But people get so ugly. So I told a man, I was talking to a white gentleman down my neighbor. I told him, I said, you know, that was a cleansing, you right, huh? He said, yeah, I heard flushing.
Wow.
Flushing. Well, I mean, we up here, we got all these churches, but our hearts, we're not together. We go to church, we think it's a game, but we... people will be walking in love to one another.
Wow. Yes,
The national advancement for colored people is revelation. That's what you need. You need some revelation. That's what you need. Let's go back to the 19th chapter of Psalm. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean. Enduring forever. It'll keep you clean. The fear of the Lord will keep you clean. If you do not have the reverential respect and honor for the Lord, you, no matter how many scriptures you have, you're not going to stay clean. Satan is going to give you an offer that you can't refuse, and you're going to take it. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So I'm saying your soul needs to know this. Let's go to the 10th verse. Let's look at the 10th verse. More to be desired are they than gold. Yeah, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. See. Once you understand that the most important thing in your life is filling your soul with God's word and God understanding. Filling your mind. That's why I say pull on stronghold, cast down imagination, every high thing that exalt itself to the knowledge of God. Then the next day, when you're ready, you can talk to somebody else. See, we're trying to talk to other folks when we're not ready. You can't avenge the enemy when you're not ready. See what we'll find out. Search the scripture, but you think you have life, but they testify of me. It's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profit not. Word, John 6:63. The words that I speak to you, they're spirit and life. So I want you to think, I want you to get inside minded. Inside of your word. See, because if you don't understand this, your confession, your affirmation, going to be a suggestion. Or it's going to be surface. Or instead of producing a supernatural, you're going to produce a superficial. So I want you to do this tomorrow. I want you to look on the inside of every one of your thoughts. I want you to look on the inside of every one of your the words you speak and see if there are any poison in them. For the scripture says, whatever poison you sow, the same poison you shall reap. You see that? Come on now. Come on, don't shout me down now. Don't shut down on me. I'm trying to show you how to change some things, you see. See, I want you to look, see the forces, your force, all your forces are inside. Inside your word, inside your thought, inside your soul. Okay? So your words, you must look on the inside of them. That's the only way they're going to be forceful. Your thoughts. Your thought forces are on the inside. So when we don't know that, we're shadow boxing. We're dealing with a shadow. We're not dealing with substance. I can assure you your conversation is going to become shorter. Once you understand this, there will not be a whole lot of loose talking. Because you know you're either creating something worthwhile or you're creating something that don't worth a dime. And the enemy loves for us to talk just on the outside. So now think about the decrees and the confession you've made that have manifest. There was suggestion. You can't make no suggestion. You know, you got to have substance in what you say. Now faith is the substance. See, faith-filled word. We've talked about that in teaching. Faith-filled word. Oh my Lord. When you speak or think out of order and don't check it, it's like vomit. So a lot of time we'll vomit in the scripture. And you vomit out the substance. The production left you. See? Because sometimes the word of God is bitter. But you got to swallow it on down and let it get in the system. You see what I'm saying? See, we got a tendency, we want everything, you know, maybe I'm not talking to you. But people just want everything convenient. They just want, you know, just jump out. Everything all right? No. Sometimes you got to press in. Yes. And sometimes you got to swallow some things you don't want to swallow. Yes. Like a point, throw and break and throw their finger up in the air at you. Man, this ain't easy to swallow. You know what I'm saying? But what good are you going to do? You get out there, and they shoot you when you get out. You know, see, why are they blowing me over? I wasn't driving that fast. Just put your license on the dashboard. Put both your hand up. Don't make no false move. And you're going to be all right. Junior and I was coming out of New Orleans. Junior, he wasn't speeding that much. The car was passing by. He blows over. I don't forgot what car was in. Junior just quietly sat there. We just sat there until he tell us what to do. We ain't trying to make officer somebody else pay me. Just write the doggone ticket. There was a rich woman that stopped one time. She was in a hurry. She told the lawyer, told the police, said, "Hurry up, I got somebody to go write it." I knew it made him hot, you know. I don't know if you can say that now. He might have shot her, you know. Shot her and said she went in her purse. Listen what happened when you go through those things and let the word of God really enter into your soul, because you're going now, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my soul be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. But if you come through the other 13 verses, it's giving you insight. Look at verse 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant what? Warned. See, now we have to understand that there are warnings we have to take note of from God to do or not to do certain things, yes, and we'll bypass a lot of mess. Yes, notice the last part of the verse. See, if you don't get the warning, you're going to miss. What you going to miss? God, dog. I know I've missed a few things. Come on, tell the truth. Yes, see now, I'm talking about your soul being in place. I'm talking about you knowing the purpose of your soul. The Bible, 800 times, the Bible called it your heart. So when you're reading and you see your heart, think about your soul. Think about people just can flatfoot make you angry, right? Then you get all emotional. Huh? And you know, everything racism. The man said, "But I'm black too." Y'all will catch on next week. Don't be so emotional. That's your soul getting out of hand. Hold up. You can mess around with a person who have nothing to live for. No family, no job, nothing. Just out there, vagabond. You jump out and want to fight, get killed. Now your wife, your children at a funeral because you done got out there and messed with somebody stupid. Let them go. I know that's not as easy to say it than done, but you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Because I'd come out the car, brother, at the red light. And I'll pull your door. That's the way I was read. Don't take it. I used to hang with two men. I didn't hang with them, but they always protected me. One of them, Audrey Tasker, her brother, they're both dead now, Robert Washington and Wills Howard. That's one lick. That's one lick. Either one of them men hit you, that's one lick. You do not, there's no fight. You do not get up. If one of them fellas hit you, if they ever stand up, you down. So we're going to get our reward, right?
Yes, sir.
Now notice, verse 12. Who can understand this error, his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret fault. Now somebody here got a dictionary. Look up that word presumptuous. That next word in the next verse. I looked it up, but I didn't write it down. Presumptuous. Presumptuous in the next verse. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Who got it? Let them not have dominion over me. What is presumption? You got it? Boy, you got it or what? I thought you had it where you look. You look sneaky like you had it. Y'all got them phones out there and y'all got dictionaries on them. What is it, Leroy? You looked it up? Arrogant, oh Lord. Proud, oh Jesus. And broke, go ahead. Arrogant and proud. All right, so keep back that servant also from being arrogant and proud sin. Why? Watch what they would do if you don't. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Then he says in his voice, let the words of my mouth. But look, all the clearance had to take place for it. All the clearance, you know, like you got a, I think they're on Highway 30 and 44 on the corner from Walgreens. They've cut the trees down. Those trees been there for many years, but they cleaned up about to build something. But there's a clearance there. And when you have that clearance in your life, the enemy really, he can't deal with you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And then the first six verses, you need to read them sometime. They've made declaration of how great God is and how everything God made speaks. Everything God made testify of God. Everything, even the sunshine, it testify of God. The trees talk. What about you and I? We are God's highest testimony. The tree have no soul. Even the sun have no soul. The moon have no soul. But we have soul to be able to make transfers down here on earth from heaven out of our spirit that come from the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said, my yoke is easy, that's what he's talking about. My burdens are light. Are you following me?
Yes,
but we have to be students of the word. We can't just get in this fast-paced, religious cycle. Song-orientated more than the word. Just let the Lord speak to your heart. Look at me, I'm closing. You're not supposed to be sick. That's supposed to be an attack. You read this psalm over and over again and see, the enemy is no match for you. You don't supposed to be jobless, moneyless. If you just listen to me. Now let me give you these three things to keep you on top. I'm closing. A concrete finisher told me this. And he saw $100 every time he see me. And I'm not talking about Philip. Philip finished, but it's another man. Philip's so fire $100 every time you see me. Morning and evening. And you wonder how he's coming out? His RV got in water. He wanted another RV anyway. And then Sean come and said he wasn't going to do it. And then the man wrote a letter, a top man wrote a letter, and said, yeah, they got to give him a 17. That's his seed. Seed speaking for him. He almost bought one, and it didn't work out like he wanted to. He didn't buy, but it was a delay from God. See, when the storm hurt other people, the storm become out to be a blessing to you. Three things, and I close. These three things can take you anywhere you want to go as I train you in your spirit, soul, and body. My faith in God, number one. Number two, my connection. You got to have an earthly connection, somebody over you to cover you. My connection and my seed.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Those three things will take you anywhere you want to go. My faith in God, my connection, and my seed. I'm saying. And none of y'all have any excuse about connection. We connected. All right. Just follow that. Anything you want to get out of, you know, that's what you got to do. All right? All right. If you need an envelope for your giving, raise your hand. Ushers up.